Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Time now to go inside ag country as we do each week, every Wednesday. Joining us this week is Jason Rohr. He is the Senior Crop Insurance Specialist. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Hey, you know, been seeing a lot of planters on my drive in here today. A lot of people out getting some work done. But, you know, we're creeping up on some of those all-important final plant dates, aren't we? Real quickly, Jason.
Yes, and while it's good that you were seeing some things getting done, that's a good sign. We are getting closer to those final plant dates for on the crop insurance side of things. And All that really means is the producer does have the choice to either continue planting past that date at a reduced liability on their crop insurance, or they can claim prevent plant and quit planting. And some areas of our region are used to, you know, doing that and calling it quits and then just claiming some PP, while other areas of our region aren't quite so familiar with it. We're in a different scenario this year with some of the areas that are seeing PP, but the option is there after the final plant date to stop planting and contact your agent.
Okay. What are some of the things that growers can look to, Jason, if they do have to take that route?
Well, if they do have to take that route, basically they just want to make sure that they do contact their crop insurance agent so that a claim could be filed. We can't file those claims until after the final plant date because obviously it is assumed and it is the producer's responsibility to continue to keep planting until that date. But once the file is claimed, the way the process actually works is if the acres were planted, insured, and harvested in one of the last four crop years, then it should be eligible for a prevent plant payment. And of course, the dollars that will be received are at a reduced coverage level, so it's not going to be the same as straight MPCI or crop insurance loss. But they can just look forward to working with their agent to verify what acres would or would not be eligible for a payment. It is something that we hope never have to go through because we obviously want our producers to get the crop in, but that's why the provisions of PP are there for years like this.
And as you said, it is more widespread this year. There are going to be areas that maybe aren't used to seeing prevent plant.
Yeah, and I actually was on my way down to Aberdeen, South Dakota a few days ago, and I just couldn't believe the amount of water once you get, you know, just north of Ellendale and down into Brown County. There's a lot of standing water out there. And of course, being part of a country, our association swings over into southern Minnesota, you know, the Alex area, Wilmer, Morris, so those areas. And a lot of those places don't see prevent plant, especially over in that Minnesota area in the southern part. So we're all kind of learning together here to make sure, you know, we do what's best for our customer. But again, I just go back to prevent plant is there for a reason, and it's hopefully to help provide some, you know, some dollars if we have to go that route. And I'll just throw in here, too, another interesting part of this year is the fact that our commodity prices have been somewhat depressed, and that means that it is a management decision. If you want to claim PP or not, you know you're going to get so much per acre. And what I'm saying is the depressed commodity prices really weighs into the factor of if it's worth planting the crop or not.
Jason Rohr, the Senior Crop Insurance Specialist at Ag Country, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you.